With K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, this is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. Pines are one of the most recognizable groups of trees, and you may see them in people's homes this coming holiday season as Christmas trees. However, you will be hard-pressed to find healthy pine trees in our region. Kansas is the only state in America without a native pine, and most common pine trees will suffer from some sort of disease due to our rainy springs and humid summers. Fungal diseases are the most common plant pathogens, and our pines typically suffer from any of three diseases: Dothostroma needle blight, tip blight, or pine wilt. Dothostroma needle blight is far and away the most common pine disease in southeast Kansas. This disease presents as rapidly dying needles at the bottom of the tree. The dying needles often have red bands or scorch marks. In subsequent years, the disease proceeds upwards through the tree canopy if it is not controlled. 1 year of infection will not harm the tree, but multiple years of disease stress make it more likely to succumb to environmental pressures. Tip blight is similar but less consistent in what parts of the tree it affects, often starting on the outermost needles. The most common sign of tip blight will be fruiting bodies on the bottom of pine cones. Lastly, pine wilt is a disease vectored by the pine bark beetle. The entire tree will turn brown and die rapidly between August and December. To avoid these diseases in your pines, selecting the right species and cultivar is crucial for your tree's long-term success. One thing that can often be confused for disease is natural needle drop. Contrary to popular belief, evergreens like pines do occasionally shed their needles to put out new live growth. The time it takes for this to happen can vary between species. As two examples, Austrian and Ponderosa pines shed older needles every 3 to 4 years. One way to tell the difference between natural needle drop and a disease problem is to look at what growth is being shed. Old inner needles falling is natural, but new outer growth being shed is not. The surefire way to determine if you have natural needle drop or Dothostroma needle blight is to look at the needles that have changed color but are still on the tree. Natural needle drop will turn older needles completely orange, while Dothostroma victims will have the base of the needles remain green. Austrian and Scots pines are two of the most disease-susceptible pine trees, which is unfortunate considering they are the two most easily available pine trees to find in garden centers and nurseries. Ponderosa pines do better in our hot summers and are slightly more tolerant to disease pressures, but still suffer under high humidity. The best bet for a pine tree that will do well in our conditions is the loblolly pine, a native of the high temperature, high humidity summers of the southeastern United States. For an example of how well loblolly pines can do in our area, keep an eye out for a row of them on US 69 south of Pittsburgh. These serve as an excellent visual example of the disease tolerance and ultimate landscape value of this underappreciated pine species. For more information on today's topic, contact your local Extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.